Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Who's, man?
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to do some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys can get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
game time!
Well, good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. This is M.H. Scott. I'm your host of the Parents Coach and Parent Network. And once again, I promise you we're going to have another wonderful show. We have a special guest that's calling in today. Hopefully we can make that connection real quick and get some good information from that special guest. Parents, you may want to take the time to get your pen and paper out and get you something to write on and make sure that you are prepared to take some notes if you're listening to us on the radio or on your computer. Or if you want to call in, you can also reach us at 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416. 2416. Well, as I always say, I can't start my show without my man, Mr. Keith Wright, giving us a little of his music there. Keith, where you at?
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
Well, that was my man, Mr. Keith Wright, as always. And Keith is a current student at the University of Harvard. If you had a chance to catch Harvard here recently in one of their games, Keith was probably one of the standouts out there on the floor. But Keith put together that little piece for me probably about a year and a half ago. You know, just a little something to say that he's making smart cool. You know, that's how he do it. He's making smart cool. And it's funny because I've heard them same words echoed before from other folks. And every time I hear it, it kind of like puts me in the mind of what Keith had to say in his little piece he put together for the Parent Coach Parent Network. Well, parents, today we're going to have a special guest calling in. And this special guest, I've known this guest for probably about the last 2 years or so. And, well, I'm not going to say a whole lot about her because I'm going to let her give us a little introduction to who she is and what she does. Let me see if our special guest is on the line.
Hello?
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 Yes, ma'am. Who am I speaking to today?
This is Judith Blackmore.
Okay, then, Miss Judith Blackmore. Tell us a little bit about who Miss Judith Blackmore is.
Well, I believe who I am for the sake of this show is I am the mother of Tariq Black, who is number 10 on the University of Memphis basketball team.
Okay. And, well, I guess you gave us a really short introduction of who she is, but let me tell you that, folks, she's an engaged and an involved parent. She's one of those parents that make sure if her son's involved in something, as she says, she's the mother of Tariq Black, number 10 at University of Memphis. But from what I've known of her, if her son is involved in something, she's normally not too far away, traveling with him, making sure that, you know, things are going right. You know, I stress that point because of the simple fact that with all this craziness that's going on here in the media over the last few weeks or so, we know that our children, and we have to be there for our children, be with our children, and be able to advise our children on some of the good things that they should be doing and some of the good people that they should be surrounding themselves with. Well, then, Judith, if you can stay with us for a little while longer, we're going to go into some questions. Are you ready for that part?
I'm ready for questions. And just to your point that you were saying about staying with your children and being involved, over the last couple of days, because Tariq has gone through some things with a knee injury and kind of getting back on the court and getting back in shape, he's had some challenges and he's gotten a whole lot of press that just it's not the press that we really want. And so it's been part of my role to talk to him and encourage him. So I also want parents to know that there are times when those kinds of things happen and you have to talk to them, encourage them, and make sure that they understand that the reason that people are talking about you is because you must be very important to the team and feel special for that purpose.
Exactly. You know, and there's too many times that parents don't go to that extra step or that extra mile to make sure that their children understand that they still have an importance, whether or not they're out there on the court or whether or not, you know, they're rehabbing or whatever. My son went through the same thing here recently, and, you know, I was there the whole way, and I'm quite sure you're there the whole way. Let's talk a little bit about his recruiting process and as far as, you know, he was out there being selected and looking at schools and things like that. Give us some insight of some of the things that parents need to be aware of.
Well, first of all, when Tariq started to receive phone calls, I guess it was his junior year in high school, and I don't know whether people had said to me off and on that we would get a lot of phone calls and you hadn't seen anything yet and be prepared. I was not prepared for back-to-back phone calls and all the coaches calling from all the different schools, because at some point I think Tariq was recruited by about 30 different schools. And I think one of the things that that got to me was that I just didn't have the information. I didn't know a lot about what the conversation should be with these coaches. But one of the things that I learned along the way, and I decided to do it, and I thought it was very, very good advice, was that to make sure that these coaches call me as opposed to calling him. Early on, they were calling him, and, of course, he was extremely excited about it. And I think kids get very, very excited about getting calls by coaches and being wanted by different schools. But shortly after it all started, I realized that it was important that these coaches talk to me. And so word was, with everybody that recruited Tariq before it was all over with, you do not talk to Tariq, you talk to his mother. And I think that was real important advice and something that I'm glad that we did, because they can tell the kids all kinds of things, but you need to know, and you know your child, and you know the expectations that you have for a college or a school. And there are a lot of questions that I think we want them to be athletes, but we want them to be students too. And so I think it's very important that parents stay on top of it, that you talk to the coaches that call, and that you narrow it down real quickly so you're not trying to talk to 30 different coaches, because that gets to be very, very overwhelming. And that you keep notes. I kept a journal. I had a notebook that I had, and every time I answered the phone and talked to somebody, I took notes so that when that coach called back again, I could make sure that they were saying the same thing the second time. Or if I had questions when I got off the phone, I could call somebody else that I respected their advice and ask them questions as well. So I thought keeping a journal really, really helped me.
Okay. Now, you said something at the start of that. You said you wanted to make sure that coaches and anyone else that was trying to reach out to your son was going through you.
Mm-hmm.
And you talked about the importance of that. Why did you make that decision? And oftentimes you hear the story about parents being over possessive or or just hovering over their kids and don't want to let nobody get next to them and things like that. Why did you take on that mindset to have folks go through you?
Well, first of all, Tarek's a child. He's a kid. I mean, you know, yeah, this is about him, but at the time he was in the 11th grade, and you're talking to adults. And there are things that they are easily swayed and dazzled, and they don't get all the information. They don't ask all the questions that need to be asked. So I thought it was important, and I wanted to make sure that everybody was doing things legitimately, because so many times you hear about offers that are being made. As a matter of fact, I heard that there were some things that were offered to Tarek, and fortunately he came back to me, and we didn't accept it. We didn't take any of those things, and he knew not to. But you're dealing with adults, and your child is a child, and a lot of times we pick up on things that our children don't pick up on. So it was just important for me just to know what was being said to him.
You know, that, and I stress that point here on the network all the time, because one thing that parents don't realize, you know, we're talking, again, just like you said, you're dealing with adults, and they're dealing with a child, and the child can't pick up on some of the things that some of us adults are all aware of. And you got to also realize that a lot of these coaches and recruiters are professional salesmen.
Mm-hmm.
They are professional salesmen, and they have the knack and the savvy to say and do all the things and blow all the bells and whistles that these young men and young women like to hear. So
right.
As a result, the big piece and the main piece that parents have to be engaged in is to make sure that they are the filter for that part, to make sure that you know, they filter out all the white noise, as they like to say sometimes, you know, and cut through it and see who's really talking the truth and who's really being sincere about when they're dealing with the child.
Well, you know, we had an experience that once he did make a decision, we had one coach that had been very, very nice. We'd had Tarek really liked them a lot. And when he made a decision not to come to that particular school, this coach was very ugly on the other end. So that let you know that this coach was not very sincere during the entire recruitment process, because we had others that wished him well and said, you can always call me, and were very gracious. The one in particular that he really liked kind of hurt his feelings when he made the announcement that he was not coming to that school. So that lets you know that all of this, like you said, was a sales job, and it wasn't necessarily about Tarek the person, but Tarek, what you can bring to my program.
You said that. You said a mouthful on that. That's truly, truly, truly a blessing of words that everybody needs to hear, and I wish I could play that over and over and over again every time the show comes up to make sure that folks understand that point, because that's a very important point. Very important point, because they don't understand that. Parents don't understand that. Parents think that, you know, that these coaches are telling them the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it, and you probably can validate it for me. A lot of times these coaches, they got two different conversations. They got 2 mouths that they talk out of. One
mm-hmm.
mouth that they speak the truth when, you know, I guess when they're talking to their family or their employer or whatever, and then the other side, when they're talking to parents and kids, that they can separate their mouths, and it even changes up a little bit when you're talking to a parent versus talking to a kid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, talk a little bit about the selection and whether or not how important it was, the school he chose to go to, and whether or not it was close to home, or whether or not it was a, you know, the type of coach that you had to, you know, be comfortable with before you decided to move forward on that particular school.
Okay. Well, Michael, as you know, Tarek is here at home. We're in Memphis, and he's at the University of Memphis. What we did, we had 7 different schools that actually came to the house and visited us. And then, of course, we get 5 visits. So we took those 5 visits, and that gave us an opportunity to really see the program and get to know the different schools. So when we got down to the 5 schools, I was comfortable with any of those 5 that he selected. This, at this point, was going to be his. As a matter of fact, when we got down to the 7, any of the seven that visited us, I was comfortable with them. Now, we did have one once we made the visit. I didn't particularly like that coach. If he had gone there, he would have been okay, but I didn't care that much for him. But we narrowed it down to about five, and we did the five visits. Then it was left up to Tariq to make a decision. And interestingly enough, he had one school in particular that he was gung-ho.
Judy, let me jump in there real quick, because you just said something that parents need to hear again, and we really need to stress that point. You said then it was up to Tariq to make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if everybody was listening, everybody paid attention to this conversation that just took place, you know, she talked about how she was there for him to help visit the schools and there for him to weed out some of the coaches that didn't have his best interest in mind. But when it came down for him to make that decision, she just stated it was up to Tariq to make that decision. And I'm quite sure he made that decision, you know, of course, thinking about, okay, well, hey, you know, thinking about some of the guidance that you provided him.
Right,
and
he did.
It wasn't just a sole decision based upon he seen a lot of bells and whistles and thought that, oh, this is a pretty good place.
Well, I think initially the schools, because we had such a broad selection and we had some prestigious schools to choose from, he did see a lot of bells and whistles. And I think at first he was going with the school with the most bells and whistles and probably the most prestigious of the five that we talked to. His decision to go to Memphis kind of blindsided all of us, because all the way to the very end, actually, Memphis was our very, very last visit. And it really was not an official visit. It was an unofficial visit after we came off the plane from an official visit. We had made a decision. We went to Memphis really to say, well, you know, thank you so much, but we've made a decision to do something else. And in doing so, while Coach Pashner was talking, and I guess some other things came into play, this was home, the whole possibility of being a hometown hero, the opportunity for his parents and grandparents to be able to come out and see him play, a lot of things, I guess, came to mind in the midway of that meeting. Tariq kind of just looked at me and said, Mom, can I talk to you for a second out of the room? And I thought he was going to say, get your purse, tell Coach Pashner, we've heard enough, we're out of here. And, you know, because he was so gung-ho, he was not going to stay home, and he wasn't going to Memphis. And as I said, this was going to be his decision. At this point, I was going to be fine wherever he went. I had come to the conclusion that Tariq is actually my youngest kid, that I was going to about to be an empty nester and all my kids were going to be away. So I had come to grips with that, and then we walked out of the room, and Tariq says to me, something is telling me that I need to stay here, that I need to play for Memphis. And I said to him, because he had said to me earlier, Mom, we've done all of these schools, and I don't know. And I said, you know, and he said, I think the Lord is not going to let me make a wrong decision. And I told him, I'm sure you're right, that any decision you make is going to be the right decision at this point. So don't stress whether or not your decision is wrong, because we've done our homework. Any of these schools, you will be okay there. So when he came back and said that, I said, well, don't feel like you've got to go away because the press is saying you've got to go away, that other people are saying you've got to go away. If you want to stay here at Memphis, then stay here at Memphis. That's fine. And he went back and he told them that he'd made a decision to stay, which at that point, of course, you know, Josh Pashner was ecstatic. And that kind of ended the meeting, because he had a whole sales pitch for him that he really didn't have to do much more of, because he'd made this decision to stay. So the final decision was 100% Tariq's, because as I said, I had planned that all three of my boys would go away to school because I thought there were benefits to being away in school. But when he decided to stay here, I let him stay.
Okay. You know, that's a very strong point there, you know, but I want you to talk a little bit about how parents should be involved in that process, because I think there's a lot of parents out there that just don't get it or just miss out. And just like you said, you had all three of your boys, if they decided that they wanted to go away to school and you was okay with that, but I'm quite sure you was involved in each one of the processes all the way through from start to finish. So talk a little bit about how parents should be involved and the benefit that parents should get out of being involved.
Well, I think, first of all, you need to be involved with the high school coach. And I got to be real good friends with Tarek's high school coach. So there, because I trusted him. And, I know there's some coaches, high school coaches, you may not be able to trust. I think building some rapport with the high school coach works to your advantage, because that way you have a friendship. And for me, the high school coach, of course, he goes through this every year. He knows, and he knows who's who and can give you advice. So that was my first step, and just making sure that I was in touch with his high school coach. His high school coach knew me, knew to call me. When recruiters were coming to the school, he would always give me a call to let me know they were coming, so that if I had an opportunity to leave work and could be there, I could be there with him. And then after each meeting, Tarek and I would talk. And I made sure, I think it's important to have really, really open communication with your kid, especially at this point. And for us parents of athletes, you got to really, really work at it, because you remember these are teenagers, and at this stage, most of them don't want to talk to you about anything. But some way or another, you've got to emphasize to them that this is a situation where it's critical that you talk to me. We went through a point where Tarek felt like, well, Mom, you don't know, you know, because you've never done this before. You're not an athlete. You don't know. And I had to keep reiterating to him that I may not know sports, but I know life. And And I know people. And I'm going to look at it from a whole, and it's good that I don't know sports, because you can get really caught up into the sports aspect of it and not see the rest of the big picture. Because at the end of the day, we all know everybody's not going to the NBA. So my concern is, after you play in college, that in the event you don't go to the NBA, you've had a good, solid education. And so I, and every coach that came to my house knew that when you talk to me, the sports part of it, I feel like Tarek can handle that. He knows what he wants. He knows what kind of game he wants to play. I don't get involved in that too much, because I don't really understand that much, and not at that time. But what I do understand is a good, solid college education, and being, and what school is going to provide him, what he needs in so far as education, and providing him what he needs in terms of becoming a man. In the event that he doesn't go to the NBA, and even if he does, I want him to go to the NBA well-educated and very mature and ready to handle. So I'm looking for the coach. So when we were talking, I'm looking for a coach that I felt fit Tarek's personality, because even though we may have had 5, 6, 7, 8 good quality coaches, everybody's personality is different. And you as a parent know your child. You should know your child well enough to know that maybe I like this coach, but he doesn't have the personality that I think would match up well with my child's personality. And as a matter of fact, I had one coach that I thought would have been very, very good for my oldest son, but was probably not the best kind of coach for Tarek, because of the differences in personality. I think that's important, because you have to have a personality that you figure – your child is going to match, is going to work with well, and that they're going to be able to bring everything out of your kid that your kid has within, and bring out all that potential. So I think those are the things that we as parents look for that your child doesn't necessarily look for. You know, you can let your child take care of whether or not I really think that I can play well with this coach, because they probably know that better. But whether or not this coach is going to be able to be the mentor that I need. But you got so much stuff going on with some of the things that are going on with colleges now that you find out that are going on. We need to be aware of those kinds of things. You know, a lot of unscrupulous things are going on now. And you don't want your children to go to school and have a bad experience. So I think that's the reason why we need to be on top of it from that aspect. Let them decide who they want to actually play for, or if that game style of play is what they want to be a part of. But what we need to do is make sure that everything else is okay for our kids.
Exactly. You know, and you kind of sort of opened up that last question. And I know we didn't talk about this one previously, but I just want to get your thoughts and your feeling on on these two situations, this Penn State situation and this Syracuse situation. You know, would you have let your child take road trips and be unaccompanied with some coach or whoever, you know, he having private time or one-on-one time with this individual that's supposed to be a leader in the community? You know, give me some thoughts on that.
I think that probably as parents, we probably, if you felt good about the coach, you probably would be okay with it. The what I think is very important, as I said earlier, is that you and your son or daughter are communicating. Because throughout all of this, every time I listen to these news stories, I think, well, where were the parents? Where were the parents when all this was going on? I believe if you have the type of relationship with your child that you should, especially at that age, it's one thing if they're 3 or 4 and somebody's doing something to them. But once they get to a certain point, if you have the right appropriate kind of relationship with them, then they're talking with you. And they're telling you about the things that are going on. If something's going on that's making them uncomfortable, they're going to express that to you. If there's something going on that they just aren't seeing, and you've gotten to know the coach and you're following along with what's going on, then your antenna, your radar will go up when something's going on that just doesn't seem quite right, and then you can make some decisions. So I can't say that, no, I would not let, because I did let Tarik go places with his coach, you know, doing the recruiting process. And I think that's the thing that's going to happen. Those kinds of things are going to happen. And I don't know whether we can just stop doing that, but I think the most important thing is that we as parents have the type of relationship with our children that they're talking to us, and that you know the people that they're going with, and that you're paying attention to things that are going on. And all of us know when something feels like this is starting to be an inappropriate relationship. You know, if my son comes back and says, well, you know, the coach and I slept in the same bed, then I know that something about that is not right.
Oh, definitely. You know, and, you know, I always, all the way down to this latest situation with Syracuse, and they talked about the young man that stayed at the coach's house. You know, I would definitely have a problem with that as well as a parent. Because I don't think there's no reason for my son to have to stay at the coach's house, even if I had to get up, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to make sure he got out there to the bus on time if they were going on a road trip or got to the airport, then that would be the situation. I would see my son off. I wouldn't say, okay, well, you can go ahead and stay over there at the coach's house, and I'll see you when you get back. No, I don't think that's the... That's the type of thing that should be going on. And you said it. Where are the parents, or where were the parents? You know, these young men are grown now, but where were the parents during that time period? And even till today, you know, still, where are the parents? Are the parents there where they should be? Well, Judy, you know, it's been great talking to you today. We're about to wind down here shortly. Give us something in closing that all parents, you think all parents need to know, need to be aware of. I know you probably said a whole lot of it during our last half hour, but give us something to close out with.
Well, I just can't emphasize enough that parents need to communicate with your kids. I think that throughout the recruiting process, you need to become a partner. This should be a partnership with your son or with your daughter, so that, and they should feel like it's a partnership. They should feel like they're involved, because it's not going to work out well for most kids if you take over and you're doing everything and you're making all the decisions. At the same time, you can't afford to let them go and on trips and do things by themselves and make decisions by themselves. So I believe going into it, you need to start out building the relationship with your son or daughter so that they feel like, we are in this together. It's a partnership. My parents have my best interest in mind. They're listening to you, because Tarik did a lot of listening to me. They're listening to you, and you're listening to them. It's important that you listen to them, because if you shut them out and start listening to them, then they're going to stop talking to you, and the last thing you want them to do is stop talking to you. So it needs to be a partnership. It should be 50-50. We're in this together to make the best decision for your future.
Well, once again, parents, and that's some great advice, some great sound advice for all parents to heed and pay attention to. Once again, parents, we've been talking with Ms. Judith Blackmore, mother of Tarik Black, T-A-R-I-K. Did I spell that right?
T-A-R-I-K, yes.
Okay.
And Tarik is correct. He is called Tarik and Tarik and all kinds, but it's Tarik.
Yeah, Tarik Black. University of Memphis, stand out, big power forward.
get a chance to check him out. I think Memphis' next game is when. I know they had one
it's
just
Saturday.
A day or so ago. Saturday. They got the next one coming up Saturday. Okay, get a chance to check him out. He's number 10 out there on the field, out there on the court, excuse me. And as always, this has been the Parents Coach and Parent Network, and we love to hear from you. Get a chance to check us out. Follow us on Facebook at Parents Coach and Parent Network, or you can follow us on Twitter at PCP Network as well. Hey, it's been a fun, it's been a real show, it's been a real fun show. Hopefully you've learned something on this show, and if not, you can always listen to the Parents Coaching Parents Network.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
All right, Keith, take us out. Thank you, Judy. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to